some instrument to help him. Bekitzah, he says over Moiridik. He came there, and this one of the workers, Nabuch a guy with a fryer guy, goes over to him. Oh, good you came here. I'm looking for a frum guy to ask something. What happened? Last week came a guy like you with a hat, jacket, beard, a Haredi, yeah. And he asked for help that Be'ezer Hashem, he should be able to learn. He's not blind and ganzer, but he can't read in the Gemara. So we offered them this Gewaldig instrument. It's a big screen. There's a tray in the bottom, and there's an electric eye, which you put the Gemara on it, or the Sefer, the book, and the electric eye sees where the line is, and it starts going up every letter in big, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, you know, Mam. So this way you can read, and if you practice good, you can come to a nice, reasonable, you know, you can read, not bad. But anyway, so we put him next to this machine, and we put over there a piece of newspaper, and he sees, hey, Ches, Lamed, Fav, Mem, Chalom, what a dream. He runs to his case. He takes him now out of there, a safer. The name of the book is something, Talmud Bubala, Talmud Bavli, Nebuchadnezzar. And they put it there over there on the tray, the electric eye, takes the line, and on the screen there was going on, you know, all these funny letters, except Rashi, yes. And what happened now, this is what I want you to explain to me. This guy started reading. He was reading and crying and reading. He was so mamish fire. We didn't understand what's going on. We tried to calm him down, and nothing worked. For half an hour he was mamish crying away. Oy gemara. Finally he calmed down. He purchased this instrument. He's now practicing. It's not convenient for me to ask him what was happening there, but please explain me. This Rav Peretz Greenberg says, I was thinking, how will I explain this guy, Vos Heis Torah, Vos Heis Tablat Gemara? So I asked him, listen, what's your most favorite food that you like? Favorite food? Oh, let's say ice cream. Can you explain me the sweetness, the geschmack of ice cream? He says, what do you mean? What can I explain you? Taste it. You'll understand what it's all about. This is a black Gemara. Nothing to explain. Taste it, and you'll see the geschmack, the sweetness of it. Yes. Tosok de tane, pas bamela, mayim bamesuru, uba teira atomil, not just teiv lecho boilem abo, nor ashrecho boilem azeh. You'll ask questions. How could that be? No answers. If you'll do so, yes, you'll start learning, you'll see, you'll get the geschmack, the sweetness of the Blat Gemara. Yes, this is the day, the Heilige Shavuos, that we really all want to be zoicha, to get the sweetness. This is the day, let's take advantage. Every year from new, Dr. Shlach Kodesh, it's like a Yom Din on Torah, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives again to everybody. Everybody gets siyata nishmaya to be zoche for Torah. Let's take advantage. Davenim. Ofino barachman. Tata, please. I want. Help me. I should be able. I shouldn't have any problems. No coronas. No mices. I should be able to come to today's smedrish back and still learn. With the ganze geschmack. This is the day. Let's take advantage. The heilige day of Shavuos. Get the geschmack, the sweetness. The Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Mem Tes, there was a Tanna Kodesh, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. He was so poor, Chazal say, he didn't even have a jacket until finally his wife found some wool. She made out of it something. And when he would go out to shul, he would wear it. She would go out to the market, she would wear it. His parnosa was he used to schlep barrels on his back. But it's a poor like anything. Now, what would we think? A poor man, Nebuchadnezzar. Chazal say he goes out in the street, and one day there was some lady from the Roman government sees him and looks at him, and she was, I have no doubt about it, this guy's a shikker. He's after two bottles of alcohol. And she asks him, Mighty Ravi? I was like teasing him instead of saying Mayri Virabi with a bass, Mayri Virabi with a vav. What's going on with you? How is it that you drink? What are you, shikas? He told us, what do you mean? I can swear, I can make a shvua. I don't drink wine besides Kiddush and Avdolah and Arba Koises to Pesach. These Arba Koises, wow, after that, I suffer from headaches until Shavuos. I can't drink wine. Frag the Gemara, so how is it? How is it that he was so, how is it that he was so happy like a shekel? How did... So the Gemara Chochmas Odom Torah Ponov, the Torah, Rabbi Yudah learned, gave him such a geschmack, such a sweetness that she had no doubt about it. That he was after two bottles, that he was a shikah. That's what Torah does to a person. When a person gets the geschmack, sweetness of it, mamish, he can be poor like anything, and he's the most luckiest person in the world. And the Gemara goes on and says, he was so like happy and satisfied. He was going, you know, Shabbos Nachum Shon, you know, calm. So there was a tzedaki sorm, and he says, hey, tell me, are you a malva beribis? In our language, do you run a bank? Like, looks like you got already plenty to marry off your grandchildren. You go me like, calm, no pressure. So he tells him, the Gemara says, well, I very much watch over myself in the Koyen Aguf. So the Mepharshim say, that was like a teretz. That was like a teretz, you know. he said, stinky. Okay. But over here also the real teretz is Chochmas Odom Toyer Ponov. The Toyer Rabbi Yudah learned, gave him such calmness, such happiness. Yes, Torah gives to a person, not only Torah Lecha Bo'ilam Abo, but Ashrecho, Ashrecho, Bo'ilam Azeh. Yes, to be what you want to be lucky on this world. Chaparayim. Nochaplat Gemara, sit and learn, take advantage. Sekumta Yom Tov Shavuos. Let's really take advantage of this Gevaldike day of Shavuos. I'll never forget when I was a Bochur in Panovich, in my times, Rav Shachar was already over his 90s. He would only say Shir Kloli and Shavuos, but every time the Shir Kloli was, it was amazing. It was very interesting. Why? Because, you know, I didn't understand exactly the whole Mahalach. I was a young boy, but the matzah, the fire, the koch of the zach, it was amazing. He used to get up, he starts bringing out the Gemara. It was very hard to understand. But then when the kasha, the turn of the kasha came up, he would take off his hat, put up his high kapu, the old Litvisha kapu, and mamish, you can see from 92 becoming 52. Mamish, he would stand like a lion. He was ready, you know, to start it. And he would put down the kasher. And the Yoshev Rishayna B'Malchus, the lions of the yeshiva, they would start hacking, trying to answer the kasher. And Rav Shach would go, mamish, like for war. For straight to the cob, what are you trying a cob? You don't know what you're talking about. Mamish fighting away. Then finally, it came the turn of the teretz, of the Mahalach and the Sugya. And you can see this. What? This was this guy. This is the same person from 15 minutes ago. And he's there. He's happy, smiling from ear to ear. With the ganze geschmack. With the ganze fire. I'll never forget. One time he was so mamish hacking away about a swar of his, and he said, "Abayzai, erased of that swara, akidah daf mayim of that swara. On this swara, you should bring a kiddush and shul for such a swara." And we saw the most luckiest and happiest person in the world. Yes, thus is was Toyra Gipta mentioned. Not only Toyv lecha boilam abo, nor ashrecho boilam azeh. Let's take advantage of this big day coming up. Yes, learn and Torah with a geschmack, with a sweetness, and daven for it. Rebbeinu Shlomo, the harav no Hashem Elohim came as divrei seros chalefinu. Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel used to say over. I heard this from somebody who heard it personally from Reb Nosson Tzvi. He took his class to Faharv by Reb Nosson Tzvi, and he said, when I was a young boy, I came from Chicago, and I slept over by Reb Leizer Yudel, the Grace of Zayde, Reb Leizer Yudel Finkel, the mirror of Sheshiva Zatzal. And one night, I did not fall asleep. 3-4 o'clock in the morning, I'm turning from side to side. And all of a sudden, I see Reb Leizer Yudel getting up from his bed with his nightgown, washing negel vaser, and he goes to his farm room. I saw it, he says, with my eyes. I saw him as he's going over to his farm shrine, and he's going over to the shas, and he looks up to the shas, he opens it up, and he pushes, starts kissing. Brachis, mwah, Shabbos, Erevin, Pushit, kissing one Gemara after other. Pushit, his best friends, he left them go for a few hours. Now he's coming back. mamish, bobe kame, bobe mitzir, with the ganze geschmack. Yes, and then he started, he got dressed, and he said, with tears going down, as Divrei Serosche Befinu, Reb Nosson Tzvi says, that was, it rooted into his neshama v'seist avas Torah. There's a guy over here in Kiryat Sefer, he sells, you know, hammers and nails, whatever, and all the hardware store. Anyway, he says over that he learned the Yeshiva Reb Moshe Feinstein, there's a tzal in the last years, and since he's very handy, so they asked him to build a stender that it can be close to his eyes. Now, the mishpacha, besides that, bought a magnifying glass as big as a black gemara. So this way, Moshe doesn't have to go like this. You know, everything is clear, 3-4 times the size, and that's how he learned Baruch Hashem. A short period later, Reb Moshe Feinstein is talking with Reb Shach on the phone. And Reb Moshe is asking Reb Shach, how are you doing? So Reb Shach tells him, I have problems with my eyesight. So Reb Moshe is offering, you know, maybe we should send to the Rosh Hashiva this magnifying glass, which is 3-4 times, it's meridik. And Reb Shach made every guddle with his and cherished neshama, but meridik. Reb Shach tells him, nechkonit, I can't. Favos need, why not? He says, when I learned the Gemara, I have ability to hold the Gemara. From time to time to give a kiss to the Gemara. I can't have any magnifying glass. Oy, avas toiro, avas toiro, avas toiro. Yes, let's take advantage of this gewaltige heilige day. This is the day. Davenen, davenen, davenen for siyata nishmaya. Davenen for siyata nishmaya. We should all be zoicha to have a stir, to geschmack learning, to understand what we'll be. Yes, let's take advantage. The holy day is coming up. Oy, told me a hosh v'yid, reblazel tulk. He's one of the rabbanim here in Modi'in Elit, there in Kiryat Sefer. Now, his father used to take them every Yom Tifa visit to Gedolei Torah. And he says over one sukkah, it was sukkah Tov Shin Chof Ches. That's going back 52 years ago. The father tells him, Kindalach, we're going up to the big Panavish Rav, Rabbi Yisuf Shloimeh Kahaneman Zatzal, to get a bracha for Yom Tov. We were all excited. We went up to the yeshiva, and my father knocked on the door, and the Rebbetzin opens up, and my father asks, can we go in for a bracha? I'll have to excuse myself, but you might have to come a different time. I'll explain you why. Because the Rav heard that there's a big rich man who's giving loads of tzedakah on his birthday, which is between Yom Kippurim and Sukkot. So the Rav does anything for Torah. Motzi of Kippur, first plane, and he went over to this place where this rich man lives, and Baruch Hashem, there was great success, and he did more ishtablis. Erev Yom Tov, the Panavish Rav came back home. The Panavish Rav comes home, and I was sure that he's going to take a rest, take a nap before Yom Tov. 3 days going around, he's in his 80s, and it's not simple for him. And I'm jet lagged. But instead, the Rav goes into his farm room, takes off his hat, his frack, and starts sitting and learning with Tazagishmak. Oh, Marabaye! Oh, Marovo! I was shocked. I told him, why don't you take me go to sleep? So he tells me, Rebetzin, why don't you understand? 3 days, I'm going around, make myself my sugar. I didn't have a chance to really sit and learn like a mensch. I gnashed a bissel gemara here, and now a bissel gemara there. Finally, I came to my best friends, the gemara and the stender. I can't. And the Panavish Rav sat and learned mamish until a short while before Yom Tov, sitting and learning, oh, my Rabbaye, oh, my Rove. And finally, the Rav got dressed for Yom Tov. He went into yeshiva. After that, he came back home. We went into the sukkah, kiddush, shechiyanu. And the Panavish Rav sits the suda. I had no doubt about it. Right after the suda, he'll take a nap. 3 days going mishuda. They didn't take a nap before Yom Tov. He's going to take. But instead, Hashem Yivarech Hasamei Vasholim, the Rav goes into his swarm room, slips out the stender with the Gemara, goes into the sukkah and starts learning, Tazagishma, Oyo Marabaye, Ayo Bobo Marove, Tazaziskai, So I thought it's going to go on until 12:30, 1 o'clock. But 6 o'clock in the morning, I get up and I go to the room, which the doorway to the sukkah. And I just don't believe. I was shocked. Where? The Bar Mitzvah is still sitting there the whole night. Mitazagi shmak, mitazazi sky. Ayom ha'baye. Seven o'clock, the Rav goes out inside the yeshiva. He davens shacharis, ay, lulav, halel, musaf, kitzur. The Rav comes home and he ate the suda. And now you have to understand, he's mamish, his eyes get quenched. He went to take a nap. How can I disturb him? So comes some other time. Reb Lazer told me that was enough for him. Just to hear the Musagim was his shikar of Torah, such a harvest Torah. How he loved the Torah. It was amazing for him. Agav, Reb Lazer told me he has a cassette at home that the Pun of his Rebbe is saying the shmooze there. And like, he was going on, Bridalach, my brothers. Learn, Tere, Nemtzach Lernen. But the Tere to Hashishis, the Tere is so sweet, like 8 times. The Tere to Hashishis, Hashishis, the Tere. 8 times, the Tere is so sweet. It's so sweet. Kindlech. And I say the point of his Rav is sending it. So, Vlazer Turk told me that it was enough to see Meher and Masugin. They were ready to go already back home. Well, all of a sudden, the Rebbe says, you know what? If you're here ready, I'll check. If he's not asleep yet, I'll ask him if he just can come in to say it to Yom Tov. We were like so excited. And my father goes in, and all the Turks go after my father, and we're coming into the sukkah. The Blazer Turk said to you, I'll never forget it. We thought we're going to find an old man, you know, sleeping as a fashlofen. Whoa, he's still there with a stand in the Gemara. Ayo, magabaye. Ayo, magabaye. Ayo, magabaye. Ayo, magabaye. Yes, I imato oise came, not just toy lo boilo mabo, nor ashrecho, boilo maze. Yes, but we should know sometimes a yitzat say you sit down next to the Gemara, it's a gate mish does English mark, it just don't work so well. There's no, so the Bratsklav Ramsky, Zechatzat, the Rav of London, he would say like this. He says, it's not pshat, but it's a good word. I think they say it, B'shem de Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. He says, V'yovoyu b'nei Yisrael l'moro, v'amayim morim heim. The water were bitter. Ein mayim elotoyro. And there's times which a person sits down next to the Gemara, and he does psikeit nish, there's no gishmak. Oy v'yoreyu Hashem eitz. Hu gives an eitzah. Throw yourself into the Gemara, into the water. Slowly but surely, you'll get the sweetness of Torah. Yes. Don't never wait. There's a lot of people who are ready to learn, but they're waiting that, you know, from Shemaim to Narukkum and the Geshmak and the Cheshik, and then they'll stop learning. But meanwhile, you know, Segeitnish, you know, so he's waiting there and he's dreaming away. No, don't work that way. Don't wait for Cheshik to come. Fakat, you stop learning. With the learning, the Cheshik will come and become stronger and stronger. Yes. Dosok Darav Shach. Nasa v'nishma. What's the word of the Nasa v'nishma? Klal Yisrael understood, if you really want to have a nishma, to really understand, to get the hair, to really get the knack of the Torah, first you got to start the Nasa. As you do the Nasa, you become higher, you become closer to Hashem, and then they'll be zeichet to have the nishma, to really hear what's going on, to get the chibur, to get the closeness to Hashem. Yes, Nasa and then Nishma. Jump in the lake, dance around in the Torah, v'yashlich al ha'mayim, and slowly but surely, v'yimtiku ha'mayim. And that's one of the great lessons we have from this whole Corona Matzim. It says in the Medrash, Bemidbar Sinai. What's the Bemidbar Sinai? So the Medrash, whoever wants to be zeicher to Torah has to be like a midbar. What's the pshat? There's different pshat. One of the pshat I heard, Midbar, no conditions, no air conditioning, no standers, no chairs, nothing. Yes, the Torah is coming to teach us, if you want to be zeichet to Torah, no conditions, start learning. Start learning. Yes, with the learning, you'll get the gishmak, but there's people who are ready to learn, but they need the shul and the standard, the right air conditioning, the right chavrusa, and then they'll stop learning. But till then, he's stuck. No, Bamidbar, then you'll be zoche to Sinai. Bamidbar, Sinai. And you know, the feeling we had this, all this matzah, to see thousands of bochrim and in the light, and Taira Yidden, which are trying their best in all situations, no conditions, no shul, no beis medrash. You have to listen to shurim on the phone and speak on the phone, and chavrus is on the phone, and in the streets, davening in the porches. Says nishpashit, and still people are not giving up. Yes, this is like the midbar of Tavshin Pei. Hopefully, that this situation will bring us to Siyata Nishmaya, to be Zoicha, Be'ezer Hashem. Yes, from now on, Shavuos, Be'ezer Hashem, we should be Zoicha to Kabbalas HaTorah, and all get the sweetness, the geschmack of learning Torah. Yes, Davenin. This Shavuos, we're going to beg away, Tata, V'harivno, 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 make it sweet. I should have the Z-Sky of a Blat Gemara. Get lifted up with the Torah. And once again, I must tell you, it's for me very exciting to speak in Torah way for Eretz Yisrael here in Kiryat Sefer, speaking to all of you, Taira Yidden in Manchester. It's like mamish for me. Emes is Simchas Yom Tov. And for all of you, loads of Atzlocha and Siyata Nishmaya. Looking forward very soon seeing you here in Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach Tzidkenu. But if not, hopefully we'll get to Manchester whenever it will be a possibility. And Be'ezer Hashem, to pick up ourselves again, once again, Be'ezer Hashem, a good Yom Tov to everybody. Atzlocha and Siyata Nishmaya.